It's D-Day for Wall Street.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. This could be a heart-pumping day for the financial markets. There are several key pieces of the puzzle coming together today. To begin with, we'll get clues about inflation from the report on August wholesale prices and more clarity on the subprime mortgage mess in the earnings from investment bank Lehman Brothers. Oh, yeah, and then there's the Fed meeting on interest rates. Let's bring in Mark Cliff. He is chief economist at ING Group in London. Mark, the consensus seems to be that the Fed will cut the overnight bank lending rate by a quarter point, but there is a lot of talk about another cut in the discount rate.
Yes, that's a distinct possibility that there will be a cut in the discount rate, possibly a bigger cut in the discount rate than there is in the federal funds rate.
Now, here in the States, we have seen the video images of customers, depositors at the British mortgage lender Northern Rock standing in line, waiting to get their money out of that institution. Give me a sense of what is going on with respect to credit turmoil in the UK right now.
Well, I think this is a very vivid illustration of how the problems in the financial system can rapidly become a real-world problem when you have people on the streets of Britain queuing outside banks to withdraw money. This really takes us back to a distant age of financial fragility. And I think this is why the central banks have really got to do everything they can right now to get the wholesale banking markets up and running again, because this is the source of the problem.
Now, is there a sense in Europe where they are blaming the Americans for kind of exporting the subprime crisis into Europe?
I think there's certainly an element of that, but there's also a lot of finger pointing going on domestically as well. You know, how is it these banks could be so foolish as to rely on the wholesale markets in funding these mortgages? So the recriminations are becoming intense.
Mark Cliff is chief economist at ING in London. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
In Europe this morning, investors are playing it close to the vest ahead of the Fed meeting. The major European stock markets are a little changed. And nobody on Wall Street seemed willing to make big bets yesterday. The Dow slipped 39 to 13,403. The S&P lost 7 points to 1,476. And the Nasdaq gave back 20 to 2,581. The Senate will debate the defense authorization bill this week. Funding levels for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan will take the headlines. But the bill also gives the Pentagon nearly a $500 billion for things other than these wars. And as Marketplace's Steve Henn reports, Pentagon auditors are having trouble keeping track.
The Government Accountability Office says the Pentagon's books are a mess. It found the department couldn't ensure basic accountability or detect fraud and abuse. Danielle O'Brien runs the Project on Government Oversight. She says for years, auditors there haven't gotten enough support.
It is nearly impossible for the Pentagon's auditors. They are beleaguered. Continually, their staffs are cut.
Accountants at the DOD have lost tens of billions of dollars in recent years. This was Donald Rumsfeld describing financial management there on September 10th, 2001.
According to some estimates, we cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
But Rumsfeld's mission to clean up the Pentagon's books was sidetracked the very next day. Now, 6 years later, Pentagon spending has more than doubled, and the DOD's books are still a mess. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by A.G. Edwards, caring for nest eggs for more than 120 years, with a commitment to provide objective financial advice. Marketplace is supported by the American Public Transportation Association, representing America's public transportation industry, delivering 10 billion riders annually, and working for an energy-independent America. PublicTransportation.org. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation, online at kauffman.org.
Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton presented her plan for health care yesterday. Her promise is to provide universal coverage without creating new bureaucracies. Among other things, the Clinton plan requires all Americans to have health insurance. For commentator Jamie Court, making health insurance mandatory is not a solution.
What do Mitt Romney, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Hillary Clinton all have in common? They all support the government forcing the middle class to buy a private health insurance policy. But none want to limit how much insurers can charge or spend. And that's the problem. Mandatory private health insurance proposals are all stick and no carrot. The average health insurance premium for a family of four is just over 12 grand per year. What middle-class family making, say, $60,000 per year can afford that bill? What we need is the carrot of affordable health care. That means government standardizing charges by insurers, doctors, hospitals, and drug companies. No more $6 Tylenol in the hospital. The reason health insurance is so unaffordable today is that no one is watching the costs. With standardization, insurance would be cheaper and people would want to buy it, not have to, because the government is threatening them with a tax penalty. Oh, wait. I can hear the plaintive cry of the free market. You can't tell a doctor, insurer, hospital, or drug company what's reasonable to charge. That's socialism. Well, how reasonable then is it to tell every American you have to buy a product whose cost is obscene if you want to be a U.S. citizen? Isn't that corporate socialism? Mandatory health insurance is a government bailout of a free market that's failed its customers. Fewer people and employers are buying private health insurance because it costs so much more and delivers so little. So rather than let customers demand a new and better product, politicians are forcing us to buy it. Whatever happened to creative destruction? There's a business plan, of course. Mitt, Arnold, and Hillary each receive six or seven-figure campaign contributions from the insurance industry. The plan is insurers send the bill, and we have to pay it.
Jamie Court is president of the Foundation for Taxpayer and Consumer Rights. Let us know what you're thinking. You can email your comments to letters@marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening. Make it a good day.
American Public Media.